Here on Oahu, we've seen lots of spending on popular urban parks recently. Ala Moana and Thomas Square are getting facelifts. And critics of the administration have questioned why some of that money isn't being spread out to other districts. HPR's Wayne Yoshioka, who covers politics, joins us to talk about this long, simmering issue. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. You know, tensions between the Honolulu City Council and Mayor Kirk Caldwell, or most government branches, you know, that's nothing new. It's routine. And you know that from covering. I mean, that's what makes it exciting, covering City
tension,
Hall. You know?
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, that's not the whole picture. The Honolulu City Council appropriates the funding. The mayor and his 15 departmental directors execute spending and implement the policy. But that doesn't mean it's a done deal. It's more like a maybe or a maybe not. You know, take the case of Pu'u'ohulu Community Park in Waianae. It was opened in 1999 without a comfort station or bathroom. Finally, this year, after 20 years later, a bathroom was built with three unisex stalls. That's for two opposing football or soccer teams, coaches, and parents. But there's no electrical hookup, so the bathroom cannot be opened until March, when a new electrical transformer is installed. So listen to Patty Kahanamoku Teruya, a member of the Nanakuli Neighborhood Board, who testified before the Honolulu City Council's Committee on Parks, Community, and Customer Service.
Kids use the bathroom on the hedges of the homes at this park. Who does that? Who does that when you play football or sports? You have to run up to the hedges or under the tree like a dog or an animal and use the bathroom. What park do we develop that doesn't have a restroom? Only our park in Waianae.
Now, waiting 20 years for a park restroom? I mean, really. It was funded many, many times. So here's the civics lesson. Community groups can lobby lawmakers to appropriate money, programs and facilities can be funded, but the executive branch and department heads are the ones who are responsible for getting the bids, executing contracts, and making payments.
No, I know sometimes that it's not always as simple as, oh, we need a bathroom and we're going to put it in, because I know in Kaimuki there's a little park there off 16th Avenue and that doesn't have a bathroom, but I think there's some unusual circumstances with that. It's near a watershed area. It's a very small park where you don't have a lot of large sports teams using it because for that very reason, there's no bathroom there.
Right. But they've been using these fields since 1999. And, I mean, to not have a restroom or a comfort station.
Yeah, that's tough.
Or hopefully a drinking fountain. I mean, that's really absurd. But anyway, you know, the executive branch can legally divert money and use it for their own pet projects, and we've seen that many, many times before.
We've seen that lots of times at the state legislature.
Right.
Funds don't get released.
Right, for whatever reason. And here you are having these community groups saying, hey, it was funded. It was funded by the legislature. Why not just implement it? And for some reason, it never gets done, or the procurement process is so convoluted that it never gets done. But 20 years for a bathroom is kind of outrageous. So here's City Council Committee on Parks, Community, and Customer Services Chair Ann Kobayashi.
Each council member sitting here today feels the same frustration. We've put in numerous requests, and I've also voiced them when money's used on other parks, such as Thomas Square, over $2 million. When I said, give some of that money to Councilmember Pines District, we are all very frustrated and upset about the way the money's being spent.
So here we are. We have a case of checks and balances, and it works when all things are equal. You know, the facts, the law, we have enough money in the budget, but it's a great concept, but it doesn't work all of the time.
Do we know why it's taken so long to get the transformer in so they can hook up those bathrooms?
Well, they say that Hawaiian Electric Company, you know, they're backlogged and they can't get it done, and it's going to be till March. I mean, here it takes 20 years to finally build a facility, and you can't open it because there's no electricity. I mean, nobody thought of this before.
Yeah, no, that is a shame. And I know there are other districts, I think on the North Shore, where there were concerns about, I think Mililani, there were some Field lights that have been out forever, that kind of a thing.
And Ikaika Anderson out in Waimanalo. I mean, all of these things. I mean, there must be something that they can do where they can expedite this at least within a certain two-year period.
I know there's probably some thought that, well, okay, if we beautify the parks in the urban core where a lot of the people live, you know, Ala Moana, I know, is they're going through that whole master plan process there. They've already started some things, but there's still, I think, more work that's got to be done over there.
I think if you add, you know, the personalities, the egos, and all the emotions of, here you got department heads, you've got the mayor, you've got the city council, and they're all scrambling for a competitive budget. You know, they all have only a set amount of dollars to spend, and here they are, they're each putting in their own 2 cents, sorry. And here you end up with a community group waiting 20 years for a bathroom. That is almost criminal.
Yeah, there is a situation, too, up on Manalani Heights that I'm aware of. There's a park pavilion, but the community can't really use it. And they did. They put millions in there to deal with the termites. But there's just some snafu, and the community doesn't get to use it like they used to use it decades ago. So it's really very frustrating when you go to these neighborhoods and they just want some facilities because they figure they pay for it in their taxes. So.
Right. And you think that checks and balances would work. You know, you have appropriated money, but it's not executed. And you wonder why, you know. But then again, on the other hand, you don't want all of our lawmakers to be cozy, you know, the mayor to be cozy with the legislative branch, with the judiciary, because remember the Bishop Estate fiasco where everyone was comfortable with each other doing all this legislation, and what did we end up with? A huge, huge scandal of corruption and misspent money.
Well, what was the upshot of the committee, the Parks Committee meeting? Are we just stuck waiting for the power to go on in March?
They're stuck until March.
Okay. All right. So it'll be Christmas in March, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you.
That was HPR's political reporter, Wayne Yoshioka. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you are tuned to HPR 1.